Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 212. It's also the first episode of 2019. So if you're listening to this in real time, Happy New Year. And if you're listening to it later, well, I wonder how your 2019 has been. We have a guest on the show today. We have Fiona from Melbourne, who you'll hear shortly, bringing her dream for me to interpret and for us to explore and work out how it relates to her life. And as you know, most of our episodes feature a guest coming on the show. And the idea is that we line up the guest, we line up everything, except I don't know what the dream is going to be about. So the moment we start recording, I hear the dream for the first time, you hear me hearing the dream for the first time, and we go from there. Apparently that's how you like it, so that's what we do. When sometimes to balance things out a bit, we don't have a guest on the show, we have a slightly different format, but on the whole, that's how we do it. So during 2019, we'll not only be bringing you another 13 episodes, because it's an episode every 4 weeks. But I think we'll also be, yes, we'll be celebrating our 10th year. In May, we will have been doing The Dream Show for 10 years, and we will be entering our 11th year. So, yeah, if you want to listen back to any of our other episodes of The Dream Show, they're all there, from number one right up until this one, to 12 and onwards, at janeteresa.com. That's Jane Teresa without an H. And of course, also at janeteresa.com, you'll find my other services, you'll find loads of blogs about dreams and dreaming, and you'll also find how to access the Dream Academy, my other website, which otherwise, if you want the direct link, it's dream-academy-online.com, where you can study by yourself on my video courses and learn how to interpret your own dreams. So, that's it. Otherwise, find me on social media, on Facebook or Instagram. But let's just get on with Fiona and her dream. Welcome to The Dream Show, Fiona.
Thank you.
How's life in your neck of the woods at the moment?
It's good. I've just come back from holiday, so I'm just in my house and just getting cozy to get ready back for work again.
Yeah, because I should explain for everybody listening, we're actually recording this between Christmas and New Year, and it's those funny but beautiful few days, isn't it, where you're still kind of just on holiday.
Yeah, it's really nice. Very nice.
Okay, Fiona, as always, I have no idea what dreams my guests are going to bring, so the floor is yours.
Okay, so start?
Yes.
Okay, so this dream, I'm at a sports event, and there's lots of different groups around. It's an outdoor sports event. And I, for some reason, I needed to find a tennis racket, as this is what I was competing in. I don't actually compete in tennis, but in dreams, this is what I was competing in. I found one amongst the squash and racquetball rackets. It was yellow. Everyone else had their own, so I was lucky. I put it down briefly, and then I came back and it was gone. I started to look all over for it or another amongst the crowds and other rackets, but couldn't find it. I was getting very anxious. In the end, I had to grab a squash or racquetball racket and hoped it would hold up against the weight of the tennis ball. Next, I was up at the top of the field. It was at an elevated height, and I was watching the swimmers warm up like gymnasts. They were doing amazing core work, had amazing bodies. It was like cords that were dangling down from the roof that they utilized to put bodies in a position. And then there was one swimmer, she's actually a former Olympic swimmer, and she was on one directly in front of me. Hers was like a flower, which sucked her up into it. And I told this girl that was next to me to go quickly in and get her so she didn't get lost up in there. And then there was my siblings and I. So the dream jumps a bit here. So then I'm with my siblings and some random blonde-haired girls. We went to a random house, and I think it was for some help, but I'm not sure. The couple came out and said they could help us, but my feeling about them was not quite right. And the blonde girl went to open a cupboard in the kitchen, but it was blocked off. So she started banging on it, saying it was weird when the man pulled her away from there. The woman then hit her for being rude. The girl punched her back, and then their fight had to be broken up. Meanwhile, I felt that there was something hidden behind that wall. I thought maybe a person, and my feeling of unease in this place increased the longer we were there. We were then given a room with one double bed. The man came to sleep next to us, so we all huddled on one side of the bed away from him. When he left the room, I said, "We need to get out of here," without them realizing we are leaving. They all agreed and we made plans to escape. And then my dream jumps again. So then I'm in a car and I need to stop somewhere so I could pack it properly. I felt pressured to stop along the road because there were cars behind me and I felt anxious about not being able to properly pack. It was a long, quiet road, no shops or houses. In the end, I was able to pull into a cafe. It was a location along Jelly Road, and it's actually a road that I use to go to and from work, so it's a road that I know. Mm-hmm. But it was the only shops there. It was a very busy cafe area with no free car parks. I ended up blocking in one side, and I was needing to open my boot to pack two things. One was a garbage bin, and the other, I can't remember what it was. But I realised if I opened the boot, I would bump the person in the first chair of the cafe. But in the end, they were very helpful, and I think that I helped them too, from memory. They were very friendly, and I got chatting with the lady who was visiting for a work conference. She said she would be back at the cafe tomorrow, same time, if we wanted to continue our discussion. And that's all I remember.
Mm. That's really interesting. And at the end of the dream, did you feel excited about the prospect of continuing the discussion the next day?
Yeah, I think I did from memory, yeah. Mm. Yeah, yes, I did.
Did you get any feeling that, you know, she was actually helping you and you helped her around the issue of getting the stuff in the car? But was the discussion about that, or did you get the feeling the discussion was about something else?
I think the discussion was about something else, mm. Yeah. I think from memory, and I didn't write this down because I couldn't remember it properly, but I think she was from an old workplace of mine in Canberra, and like, so she wasn't known to me, but she mm-hmm. was there for a conference that was related to my old workplace.
Right, so she was a total dream figure, but she related to your old work.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so the bottom line, where we're going through this amazing and scary dream, at the bottom line seems to be that it's about something about your old working style or how that's influencing how you are today, and wanting to sort of open that up to some extent. Because it's interesting, I don't know whether you noticed when you were reading out the dream, Fiona, but there are at least two references to things being blocked in. Did you hear yourself say that?
Yes.
The car was blocked in on one side when you wanted to pack it, and the cupboard was possibly blocked or something blocked in the wall. And I like the way that at the end of the dream there's a sense of something is perhaps going to open up here, and there's going to be a discussion that's going to continue. So there's that sense that before we dive into the dream, that there's that sense there that the dream is important, because it's actually looking at some kind of block within you, or that was within you for however long we're discover, but that at the time of the dream you were beginning to sort out and get into and probably open up and get some really wonderful things from. So can I ask you how long ago the dream was?
6 months ago, this one.
6 months. So, yeah. Of course, it will refer to whatever was happening in the day or two before immediately. Yeah. And presumably you can remember back that far at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through some of the personal symbolism. You're at a sports event, right at the top of the dream, you're at a sports event, and you said that you don't play tennis. But are you a sporty person at all?
Yes, I am. Mm.
Do you do racket kinds of sports? Or?
No, but when I first moved here, I worked in a racket sport, with racket sports, when okay. I first moved. Right. So when I had this dream, I had already left that job, so...
How long before the dream had you left the job?
I'd left the job about 6 months 6 months before the dream.
Before that. And yeah. And that wasn't...
Maybe longer, actually. Maybe about seven or 8 months. Right. Yeah.
And that wasn't the same work that you had? That wasn't related to the workplace in Canberra that you referenced at the end of the dream?
No. But I did work... where I worked in Canberra, it was... a multi-sport facility. I worked with the athletes.
Right, okay. So you've got working with athletes and in Canberra, and when you first moved to where you now live from Canberra, you were in racket sports industry.
Yes.
So it's a strong personal reference for you. You know, anybody else listening in might have thought, oh, there's a lot of references of rackets here. Like, is this like a noise, a racket going on? Is this dream symbolism? But this is a beautiful example of this is actually a totally personal symbol to you. Yeah. So the very first part of the dream brings up a sense of competition. You're at a sports event. There's going to be a competition and you're competing.
Yes.
So the very first part of a dream will often introduce that the theme that the rest of the dream is going to explore. So quickly looking at the beginning and the end of the dream, we have a feeling that you're at the time of the dream, you wanted to explore a sense of competition, whether that was actually as part of your work or whether that was competing natures and forces within yourself or whether it was a sense of being driven to compete. And we'll find out all this as we go through the dream. That's kind of the opening issue of the dream. But there's also that connection, that through line with work. So it's also very possible that this dream is around issues about work that you were really getting into in this dream and sorting out blocks around that. So you're a total professional with rackets, even though you don't play tennis. So can you explain to us where your dream might be coming from, making a distinction between a tennis racket, a squash racket, and racquetball rackets?
I think if I was to think about it, I know when I started my new job, because it's a completely different industry, it was very stressful. So it might be working out where the priorities are, where the priorities are and what I was doing, because I think really when I first started the new role, I was pretty much sort of just thrown in the deep end. There wasn't a whole lot of training within it, so it was more me having to work out what was what.
Yes.
So if I was to reflect on it the way that you've asked me the question, I would probably say that, maybe.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. You know, there was that part in the dream where you thought, okay, I haven't got the tennis ball. I'm going to have to do with a racquetball instead. What does a racquetball, what does a tennis ball do that a racquetball can't?
I think maybe it's stronger. Stronger, because I guess I was worried about that the tennis ball would break the strings on the racquetball. Maybe.
But you'd actually lost the yellow tennis ball.
Yes.
And you were thinking of playing with a racquetball instead. So what you've got, the situation you had in the dream is a tennis racket with a racquetball. So what would be the problem? What would be the difficulty there? What would be the difference between using a tennis ball on a tennis racket and using a racquetball on a tennis racket?
You've really got me thinking very hard.
If nothing springs to mind, it will do later. But in the very least, you had a tennis racket and you didn't have the matching ball to go with it. You had to pick another ball that was really not ideal because you really wanted the tennis ball, didn't you?
Yeah.
At the beginning of the dream. So there's that sense at the beginning of the dream that you have a feeling of, I feel that there's competition of some kind around me, or I'm competing for something, or I'm under pressure to perform, or something along those lines. But I almost thought I had the right equipment. I had the tennis ball and the tennis racket, but then just when I thought I had it, I put it down and then I didn't have it anymore, and I had to go ahead with mismatched things.
Maybe I didn't feel like I had enough skills for the job at that point in time.
Yeah, maybe. The skills and the tools.
I was lacking a certain understanding of the industry. for the job that I was performing.
Yeah, that makes sense, because you could also then see the different balls and the different rackets as tools of the game. So the skills and the tools you were concerned about and feeling under pressure and competing.
Yeah, and that probably relates to the second part of the dream where I was in, sorry, the third part of the dream where I was in a car and I felt pressured and anxious.
Yes.
I would say that very much relates to the work at that time.
Yes, absolutely. So let's see, between getting from the beginning of the dream and to the bit in the car, what the swimming element of the swimmer's element of the dream and the core work, how that contributes to that system.
Okay.
You're elevated, you're at the top of the field, you said, when you described that part. So in the context of the dream, this says that at least unconsciously, Fiona, you know that you're at the top of your field as well. Yeah, I'm at the top of my field. I shouldn't be feeling anxious about not having the skills and tools because I really do know what I'm doing. In waking life, I've got anxiety about this. So we come down to swimmers with core work. Now, didn't you just say that you trained swimmers? Or you swim?
Train them. I was more a support person for career and education.
Right, okay. And are you a swimmer yourself as well?
I was a swimmer. I'm more water polo now.
More water polo now, okay. So swimmers doing core work would be something that was familiar to you in waking life, both from your own work as a swimmer and with training swimmers.
Yeah.
And did you work with cords from the roof for that, or was that totally a dream thing?
No, that's just totally a dream thing.
Okay,
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, totally a dream thing.
So
this one had the one that swallowed up the swimmer. So it was a cord, but it had a big flower, like a gigantic flower that was bigger than a person, and it sucked up the swimmer, like she went straight inside the flower.
Yes, yeah. Did she know when she was being sucked up into the flower that it was dangerous, do you think, or was she just going with it?
I'm not sure. It was strange. Mm. I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Or maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I was just worried about her.
Yes. So there's a sense of getting sucked up. You know, usually we say sucked into something, but getting sucked up into something. If we look at everybody and everything in the dream as representing something about ourselves, there's a part of you there that is sort of going along with the flow and getting sucked up into something, into this flower thing. And another part of you that's thinking, no, this is not right. I've got to stop this. I've got to rescue. I need help for this. I've got to get out of this situation.
Right.
But the cords from hanging from the roof, was that like a Pilates kind of workout, like aerial Pilates or something?
Yeah, it was kind of like that. All the people that do like the ribbon rope work, that kind of thing.
Ah, yes, yeah, like gymnasts, yeah.
Yeah.
And what did the flower look like?
I'm not very good with flowers, but I think from memory it was like a purpley-violet kind of flower.
Mm.
And it wasn't a petunia, but it was like the long, soft petals.
Long and soft, yeah. Because we've got these colours in your dream, haven't we? We've got the yellow tennis ball. I know all tennis balls are yellow, although I did read somewhere recently that there was an argument about whether you see a tennis ball as yellow or green.
Oh, it was actually the racket that was yellow.
Oh, the racket.
Yeah,
right.
Racket that was yellow. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, okay.
What
does yellow as a colour mean to you?
Bright, happy, uplifting.
Uplifting all the way into the flower? what does the purple and violet colour mean to you?
I don't actually know. It's just a nice colour for me. It doesn't, you know, yellow, it's beautiful. Blue for me is calm, but violet, purple, it's not really a colour that I think makes me feel anything, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
And you don't come from a yoga background and reference the colours of the chakras?
No, but I have been doing some chakra work.
Because I'm seeing that connection there, because the top chakras are purple and then violet.
Right.
And the flower was up the top in the dream. She was getting drawn up into the flower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and So there was just that sense, I wondered there, when you mentioned that colour, whether that was the sense of the flower growing up and the chakras and getting pulled up. If that was, I'm not sure that it was, but if that colour and that flower did in your dream represent the chakra work that you now say you've been doing, then there's a sense there of the girl got pulled up into it and she went with the flow, but then you thought, oh no, I've got to get her out. So there's a sense of either that work that you've been doing on your chakras, you're feeling, oh, I'm not so sure about this. Maybe I don't want to go down that track. Or it may be that if you take those colours of the chakras, the purple and the violet are your spirituality, aren't they? And the connection to your spiritual nature. So there could be a question there of, I'm not so sure that I really feel about being drawn into adventuring or being pulled into the spiritual nature of myself. If you did that working backwards, the yellow of the racket, or the ball, the tennis, bright, happy, uplifting, totally uplifting all the way to the flower. But if you were looking at the chakras, then yellow would be all about the third chakra, I think, isn't it, which is your ego and your how you relate to the world and your strengths.
Yeah, okay.
And also your core strength. Now, these colours are not like looking up a dream symbol in a dictionary, and they may not relate to you. I'm just mentioning them because I know a lot of people listening in will be, oh, maybe they're the chakra colours because, you know, she goes up into the flower. Our dream symbols are totally personal to us, but if we are familiar with working with the chakras, then our dreaming mind might use those colours because it's like a shorthand for us.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Mm. And particularly because when you do core work in any kind of sport, whether that's swimming or the gymnasts or whether you're doing yoga, that core work is where the yellow chakra is, the third chakra. So I do feel that there's a connection here. Exploring that aspect, the spiritual nature of your work and how you feel about that, contrasted to the grounded, practical aspects of your work.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, the next bit, that you've got to rescue the girl, and you do, don't you? You get her out of the flower.
I don't actually recall whether I got her out or not. I didn't record that in my dream because I couldn't remember if we got her out.
But okay.
Maybe.
She was a former Olympic swimmer, you said.
Yeah.
Just a generalised dream former Olympic swimmer or someone that you know?
I know her.
You do know her. So in real life, in waking life, what three words would you use to describe her personality?
Bubbly, friendly, full of energy.
Bubbly, friendly and full of energy.
Yeah.
And do you have any other particular association with her?
I don't. She lives in a different state to me, but, I was just more like provided her with support when I was in my role. We never really caught up outside of that, but we're friends via, you know, social media and stuff. So.
Yes. So there may be another connection, but, you know, everyone in our dream does represent something about ourselves. So, and the fact that she was right in front of you in the dream tells me that it's something about yourself that you probably know or that's right in front of you or the issue. So there may be a question for you at the time of the dream about bubbly, friendly, and lots of energy. Either do I go out into the world and be bubbly and friendly, or am I the exact opposite? Do I feel like it's a problem for me to get out there and be bubbly and friendly? You know, there may be issues around how bubbly do I want to be? How friendly do I want to be? How much energy do I want to put into this? And that's kind of right in front of you in the dream. And there's some anxiety that if I am too bubbly, too friendly, too energetic, I'm going to get sucked up right into that flower thing that I'm a bit anxious about. Maybe whether that's my chakra work or whether it's just maybe something that I'm not quite, can't quite put my finger on yet, but there's something about that which is I'm a little bit anxious about how social, how bubbly, how friendly, how energetic I am.
Well, I had another dream with another swimmer before.
Mm.
And she was also, she's still currently an Olympic swimmer. She was in my dream, and when she popped up, I told her a story, and I said to her, like, it was a funny story, and I said, see, I always have a good story for you when I see you, and she said to me, I've always loved you, Fee.
Ah, that's lovely.
So I don't know if there's a connection there, but I suppose, I had another dream with a swimmer in it, and that's what it said to me. So
there's some aspect of the Olympic swimmer within yourself, even though you weren't in the Olympics, that you're that does love you and care for you very deeply. There's a part of yourself, the people that you train, and why you were training them. There's an aspect of yourself that is like that, is absorbing your energy and respecting you. So do you feel, I guess what I'm trying to say is, it comes back to, you know, at the beginning of the dream you were saying, do I have the skills? And I was worried about whether I have the skills and the tools for this. And yet there's a part of yourself that is like the Olympic swimmer in this dream and the previous dream, that does love and care for you, that can do the core work and get right up to the top. No matter how anxious you are, you know, you're at the top of your game.
Yeah.
As you said at the beginning of the dream, you know, I'm as elevated, I'm at the top of my field. I was at the top of the field in the dream, but in dream speak, I feel I'm at the top of my field and I'm Olympic. So why am I so anxious and worried about this job that I've got? Now, the next bit, you're with your siblings.
But do you think that's because that's all referencing my sporting work and background and that type of role, and I've gone to a completely different industry?
Mm.
Would that be saying I was better at the industry that I was doing, or is it referencing the industry that I'm in now?
My feeling is that because when you had the dream, you were in the new industry, it was about exploring your experiences in the new industry. Okay. So, you know, my feeling, and we'll get closer to it as we go through the rest of the dream, but my feeling is that you're being reminded that, yeah, you were at the top of your field in Canberra, and yes, this is a new industry, but the strengths that we bring from one job to another are the same. You know, there is a part of yourself that is Olympic. There's a part of yourself that has the core where, as you say, the strength, mental, physical, emotional strength. There's a part of yourself that is at the top of your field, as in, I am a great employee or a great manager or whatever it is that you are, you know. I am at the top of my game in the dream. So the dream, the opening of the dream wasn't, I was at the top of my game. The opening of the dream was, I am elevated at the top of my field.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so it's about where you are now. At least your unconscious mind, if nothing else, feels very confident about where you're at.
Yeah, okay.
So we move to the next part of the dream, and you've got the siblings and the blonde girl. But is the blonde girl just a dream figure?
Well, I think there was more than one, because in my recording I put girls, so there were maybe a couple or three of them, and they were all blonde. But, yeah, I didn't know her.
Yeah.
She was just a random, and, yeah.
And the siblings were all of your siblings?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As a group?
Yes.
And is there any defining word that you would put on your siblings as a group or not?
No.
No.
Okay.
And are you also...
We all live, like, in different locations, and my brothers are older, my sisters, my twin, and, yeah, we're all very different, I think, so...
Is your twin an identical twin?
No.
No, so you are different, yeah?
Yeah.
Do they generally... Are you generally all supportive of each other?
Yeah, relatively. I mean... Some more than others.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the blonde girls, what's your own sort of feeling of what blonde represents? When you see blonde girls mean to you, what does blonde mean to you?
Doesn't really mean anything to me, I don't think. I'm sure it probably means something, because I noted that they were blonde in my dreams. Mm. Not sure. I mean, my hair used to be very blonde when I was little. I don't know if maybe that's relevant, but it went darker when I got older. So,
did they seem young, the girls?
Yeah, the girls were younger.
Mm.
I think, from memory.
So you might be right there, because they appear with your siblings. You might be harking back to childhood a little bit and looking at your more naive self, but not sure at this stage. But that may be there. But the important...
I think they were like louder and stronger though, so...
Right, than like you they, were.
they weren't quiet or anything like that, so... Right. Yeah.
Okay, so that links back a little bit to the former Olympic swimmer in this dream, who you said was bubbly and friendly and energetic.
Yeah.
Is that much different from louder and stronger as well? Is that a similar kind of energy?
They were different. Mm. They were definitely different characters.
Mm. But not neither of them quiet.
No, no.
Okay, so you go to the house for help.
Yeah.
Why did
not
you?
Not sure why.
Why? But, and it was a random house, and you knew that you had to get help. And the previous reference for help in the dream was you had to help the girl down out of her flower.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the connection. Okay. The feeling that I, Fiona, am being somehow sucked up into something that I'm anxious about, and may or may not have to do with my spirituality or my chakra work, but I feel like I'm being sucked up into something, and I need to get help for this.
Yeah.
Is what we're going through here. But you didn't feel good. The place you went for help didn't feel good, and there was a sense that the cupboard was blocked off, and then a fight ensued, and then it just got worse and worse, and there was a feeling that there was maybe a person hidden behind the wall. So... we have all of that sense there of you want to go for help. There's a sense in the dream, I need help for being in a situation where I'm feeling stressed and anxious because I don't necessarily feel that I have the right tools for the job, even though a part of me is top of my field and knows that I do have it. There's another part of me that's feeling anxious and under pressure here and may or may not be speaking up loudly enough, you know, maybe a bit quiet or maybe worried about how bubbly and energetic I need to be. And I do need help, but I don't feel good about the help that I'm getting. Oh, this is bringing back to me that you just said that you were doing some chakra work at the moment, at the time of the dream?
Yeah, I would have been dabbling in a little bit. So. Mm.
So it's possible that at the time of the dream, the chakra work that you were doing, you weren't feeling good about.
Right.
It's a sense of, yeah, I don't feel completely good about this, because it's the fact that the woman is getting sucked up into the flower is, I've got to get her out of there. I'm not comfortable with this, but I do want help. I want some kind of help in my life. The kind of help that you were looking for when getting the chakra work is the kind of help that the dream is trying to find for you. But the dream is exploring, perhaps, why don't I feel comfortable about that flower work, that chakra work? What... I do want help from somewhere, but the alternative places that I'm going for help don't feel good to me either. They're like this house. They're like there's something hidden in there. Now, Fiona, the thing is that the moment, and I know that you know this in your waking life consciously, the moment you find that you know that something in you is blocked off, you know that, of course I don't want to go there, but this is going to be the most helpful thing to do. Going to unblock what's blocked is the kind of help that I need. But in waking life, that is exactly where we don't want to go. And we particularly don't want to go there if it's got that feeling of a person behind the wall, which kind of, I guess, means like a buried body behind the wall. We do not want to go there. And so the fight in the dream was most likely an internal conflict within you, an inner conflict within you. I do want help. I don't want help. I do want help. I don't want help. I want to get past this block, but not sure that I really want to know about the person behind the wall here. What do I do? Or that whole sense. So, you know, the chakra work you were doing might have been very, very good, but there might have been part of you holding back because I don't want to break through this block, really, because if to do that means uncovering what I've hidden behind the wall.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I've thought that before, so yeah, that makes sense.
Yes. And at the time of the dream, when you were just settling into this new job, it's possible that either relocating to a different city or changing your job completely, or the new job, was what brought up this feeling of, okay, I've got a block, and I've got to get past it, but I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next part of the dream with the man sleeping next to you in the bed is kind of like almost the dream taking another angle at, well, what is this block? What is the body behind the wall? What personality would you say that the man in the dream had?
Creepy.
Creepy, yeah.
He was creepy.
And you were in bed with the blonde girl's and your siblings?
Yeah, and we were just all huddled to one side of the bed.
Now, I'm going to ask this only because I know people listening in will want me to ask it, and I'm sure that you've already thought this through. But was there any experience when you and your siblings were younger about a man being in your bed?
Not from me that I'm aware of, or that I recall, so no.
Yeah, and I'd say that if you're not aware of it, it didn't happen, but I just knew that there would be people listening in saying you've got to ask that question, because it's, and I'd really quite like to use that too as an example of how it can be very easy to jump to conclusions from our dreams if we look at them literally. You know, it's really important to look at the symbolism of dreams.
Yep.
So there's a sense there of you're still staying at the house because you're sleeping in the bed there. So you're still, although you feel uncomfortable about it, you're kind of sitting with the comfort with it. And yet it feels creepy. Something doesn't feel right. So there's a sense that what is behind, what is blocked within you at the time of the dream was something that feels creepy.
Yeah.
Something that happened in your life or that you were required to do, or something in your past, or a block around, I don't like that, that feels creepy. There's a sense of something that I don't want to go into because it feels creepy. What does the word creepy bring up for you?
That's a good question, I suppose. Someone that there's just something not quite right. I think is what it brings up, something not quite right about a person or a situation or something like that.
So it can come up when your intuition is actually really good and you can't put your finger on what it is, but you just know something's not right. Yeah.
Yes.
So there's a feeling that what is behind the wall, the block within you, might be that something's not quite right. Either something's not quite right about the job, or something's not quite right in my past that I want to explore, or I'm in some kind of situation where I feel that something's not quite right. And your response to that in the dream is, I want to escape. So, you know, we don't know at this point in the dream whether that was a good thing to escape, or whether a better thing would have been to go behind the wall and find out what it was that was creepy, what didn't feel quite right, so that you can actually sort it out.
Yeah, okay.
The dream approach was to escape. And you did escape, but you escaped by not packing up properly. But then you did want to stop the car. I want to do this properly. I want to pack this up properly. I'm feeling under pressure, but I want to sort this out. So on the one hand, there's a sense of, I do want to sort out what it is that's creepy and behind the wall within myself. And on the other hand, I kind of want to pack it all up and not look at it. There's still a sort of a bit of a dilemma going on. And you pulled into a cafe. So what does a cafe mean to you? Is that a place, do you enjoy being in cafes? Or?
Yeah, social, vibrant, relaxing.
A good place to go for help.
Coffee.
So a good place to go for help, social, vibrant, relaxing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it a good place to go for help, but...
a place to unwind.
Yeah, a place to unwind, a place to get out and about and be social.
Are you social in your job?
Yeah, I'm social in my job. I'm probably not as social outside of my job. I work a lot, so I don't have a lot of downtime.
In the dream, when you pulled into the cafe and you said it's along a road that you used to drive along when you worked, was the cafe a dream cafe, or was that a real cafe as well?
Dream cafe.
Okay. Yeah. So in this point in the dream, you've don't really want to look at what's behind the wall yet. I've tried to escape it, and it's taken you to back to the time when you, because of that road, where you used to work at your old job. So no matter how much you're trying to escape, it's taking you back in time. It's possible that that block or that creepy thing behind the wall that you don't want to clear just yet or didn't at the time of the dream, related to the time when you were in the previous job.
Right.
And that's when you see that you're blocked in on one side. So, yes, if you think in terms of when I had that job, when I used to drive along to work along that road, there's a
set... Well, it's my current job, that's... That roads to my current...
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood that. Yeah. Sorry, Fiona. So in your current job...
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's taking you to your current job. There's still the block. There's still the creepy feeling. And you're blocked in on one side.
Yeah.
Now, I just pause because I'm thinking back to that bed. And you've got the siblings, the blonde girl, you, and the guy in the bed.
Yeah.
You, in a sense, the guy was blocking you in the bed. You had to get out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm now thinking symbolically, because the guy was a dream guy, and I'm thinking, you know, I wonder whether the man in the dream represented your yang, you know, your left brain, your logic, your world of work, the world out there that I have to cope with, my yang, opposed to my inner world, my feminine side, my yin, my intuition. So that if we go back to the bed scene, there's a sense of maybe the guy was creepy. There's something about my outer world. I'm comfortable on my inner world, but there's something in the outer world which I'm not comfortable with at the moment. And the reason I'm going down that track is because your car is blocked in on one side. So I'm thinking, if you're blocked in on one side, are you blocked in on the work side or on the... Are you blocked in your outer world or blocked in on the inner world? One of those sides, there's a block.
Yeah, okay, that does make sense.
Mm. So it appears that in the bed scene, the man is blocking you in, so it's like the, and you've got to escape, so there's a sense of my outer world and my world of work is maybe blocking my female side or my inner self from being able to be free and do what it wants to do, which I guess in a way is what you just said. You said, I'm so busy at work that I don't really have much of a social life outside of work.
Yeah, that all sort of makes more sense to me. Like when you say that sort of sits.
Mm.
I feel that makes more sense to me.
So that would be why pulling over to the cafe in a dream made sense. You go to the cafe for help. You know, you describe the cafe as a social place, you know, nice and relaxing. It's not work.
Yeah.
You want to be in there. You kind of go into there for looking for somewhere to stop. But again, that's where you realise you're actually blocked in.
So yeah.
I haven't got that. I haven't got that cafe. I haven't got that social life there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess we'll come back to that later. So I'm blocked in on one side, and then you realise that what you need to pack into the car is a garbage bin.
Yeah.
And something else that you can't remember what it was.
Yeah, there was two things. Mm. Yeah, one was a garbage bin and the other I can't remember.
Was that a full garbage bin or an empty garbage bin?
Yeah, I think it had stuff in it, but I don't know what.
Mm. And I wonder why you would have wanted to pack your garbage bin. I mean, most people put the garbage out and get rid of it, but you want to take it with you.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes find it hard to let go of your garbage and your stuff?
I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, years ago, yes, I would have said yes, I found it hard to let go of, I suppose, past hurts and things like that. Whereas now I think I'm pretty good at letting go of stuff.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe I just need to declutter.
Yes.
The possibility. I've been thinking that. So, but otherwise, I'm not sure what else it would mean.
It's definitely got a feeling there that, you know, you're taking something that you probably don't need, the garbage bin. I mean, if it was an empty garbage bin, you say, maybe that's a good thing to pack because you can put all your garbage in it and throw it out. But the fact that you felt that it had garbage in it means you've probably got something extra with you that you don't actually need and maybe are not noticing. You know, like it may not be this because this is too obvious, but I'm saying it just because illustrates it. You know, you say that your work, you spend so much time at work that you don't have time to devote to a social life outside of work, you know, and it may or may not be that you take some of the garbage of work with you, and that's what pushes everything out of balance. You know, do you take?
It would be like taking work home.
Yeah, exactly.
And working at home.
Yeah, I guess from your laugh, that's what you do, is it?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, and even if you don't take physical work home with you, you know, we can take emotional work home with us as well: anxiety, stress, worries.
Yeah.
And when you notice that you've brought work home with you, do you ever think, oh, I could just go out and do something sociable and put this by, or do you tend to sit at home and work through it or feel I'm too stressed and tired to go out?
At that point of time, I probably would have just kept working, yeah.
6 months ago when you had the dream, yeah. So it's possible that even without fully understanding the dream, when you had it, some part of you might have realised what it was about, because you're now saying, at that time I used to do that, now I don't, that you were blocked in on one side, on your social female inner side, because you had so much garbage that you had to pack with you, or even at the moment while you were trying to escape the pressure. And I guess that translates to leaving work and physically going home along that road in the dream. You're still taking the work garbage with you 6 months ago when you had this dream.
Yeah. Yes. Probably. Which makes sense.
Why you were blocked in on one side. You opened the boot. I'm reading my terrible writing that I was trying to write so fast while you're talking. You opened the boot and someone from the cafe came and helped you.
If I opened the boot, I would bump the person.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
But in the end, they actually got up and they helped me, and then we started chatting, and I got the feeling that I helped her somehow, but I'm not sure how. So,
oh, well, I know how you helped her. You've just put it all together beautifully. So, you've got this car, you've got work. You're taking home the garbage with you. It's putting pressure on your social life. You haven't got a social life because of it, much of it. You'd love to have the kind of social life the cafe represents, but you can't get there. You're blocked in on one side. Can't even open the boot because you're going to bump someone in the cafe. That person in the cafe would be the part of yourself that would love to have more space and time to relax and live your inner world and your feminine world and your world outside of work. But in the dream, it's like there isn't even room to do that. If I try to take the garbage from work with me, I'm bumping into that person in the cafe. Bringing the garbage from work home from the garbage. Sorry to talk about your work in that way, but bringing the garbage from work home with me is hurting the person in the cafe. Is hurting that part of myself that would otherwise be sitting in the cafe, metaphorically. But then she helps you. You help her. You help her by freeing her up. By connecting with her. Yeah. Yep. You accept help from the part of yourself that is the woman in the cafe. At the time of the dream, you accept help from the part of yourself that really wants to be less bogged down in work and wants to get through that block and wants to open up. Like opening the boot, opening up.
Yep.
And that's why at the end she says, oh, we can continue this discussion. Even though it's a work colleague and it's your old workplace in Canberra, you want to continue that discussion. So when you were at your old workplace in Canberra, did you also take your work home with you then?
I did extra work, but I had a lot more downtime, definitely.
Yes. So you had a lot more downtime. So because that colleague at the end of the dream related to your old workplace in Canberra, she was the one you'd open discussion with her. I'm opening discussion with myself at the end of this dream about how I can actually have more downtime, because I had it then in Canberra. There's a part of me that knows, represented by the work colleague, that knows how to do this. I'm opening up to this.
So
if we go back with that in mind, we go back to the earlier parts of the dream, we can probably put those into more context now. So we've got it all sorted, actually. We've still got the flower to explore a little bit more. And there may even be an element there, Fiona, of maybe the getting sucked up into the flower was a good thing, like, you know, having more time to develop my inner world, my spirituality, all of those things. But no, I can't do that because I've got too much work to do. Get her out of there quick.
Yeah,
get her out of the flower. Bring her down. Can't do that. Can't possibly do that. Get her out before she's sucked in. I'm a loyal, dutiful person, and I've got to put my energy to my work. You think in the dream, but you know you still need help for it. That's when you find out there's a block.
Yeah,
and particularly because the cupboard's in block. The cupboard was in the kitchen, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So what do you normally get in a kitchen cupboard?
Crockery.
Mm-hmm. Which you use to
drink out of.
Eat out of.
Eat out of.
Generally nourish yourself.
Yeah.
And nurture yourself. Feed yourself wonderful things. But you were blocked from doing that then.
Yeah.
Because
I see where we're going.
Blocked from that by that creepy feeling that I've got within me that there's a part of me. Here's the tough bit, because I love this bit, how we've all got to, if we go by the maxim of everyone and everything in our dream represents something about ourselves, we've then got to say, well, that creepy figure, or that creepy man, or that figure behind the wall is really a part of myself. That's where we get into the shadows, which we've all got, all of us, loads of them. And they're great once we see them, once we bring them into light. You know, you get the person out from behind the wall, you can see what it is. So there's a sense there that my block, or there's a creepy part of myself that believes that I really got to be, give myself totally to work and not allow myself any free time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, looking back, because, you know, you've hinted that things are different for you now, but 6 months ago, what was it, just the anxiety about the job being different, or was there something else that made you feel that I've really got to devote, so I've really got to bring my work home with me?
No, it was just, I'm very hard worker, and so when in any job, if it's new job, I will generally put in extra hours to get myself up to speed at a standard that I feel is suitable for the position.
Yes.
But I think I also have a tendency to sort of overdo it.
Yes.
Maybe. And yeah, this is a very big change for me. So I just wanted to make sure that I was bringing enough to the position to be able to fulfill it. Not necessarily a standard that they were happy with, but at a standard that I was happy with. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's that thing, isn't it, that we can make conscious and sensible and practical decisions like that, which are probably really important, but our unconscious mind when we're sleeping will always give us the flip side and say, yes, but are you really going to come back to me? Are you really going to give time to your inner world and your social life later? Or, you know, is this really going to happen? Our dreams are really quick to point out our imbalances.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah. And I realise we've been talking for far longer than I realised, talking about your dream, and there's bits we still haven't gone into. But what's your feeling about the overall dream at the moment?
You've probably hit the nail on the head, I think. So, it's definitely good having someone question you in ways that sort of make you think in different directions. So
yes,
it's been helpful. Yeah.
And 6 months down the track, and you mentioned the chakra work, is that working for you?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that I want to do more of. So I sort of do meditation classes and stuff like that. So I've been finding them very enlightening.
Yes.
And I sometimes have, I guess, visions from that, and at the end we get to draw like a card, and generally the cards that I draw tend to have quite significant meaning to me where I'm at with my life. So
yes.
The last time I picked my own name, which was interesting. So, everything sort of just symbolised what I was feeling at that point of time, or things that I was doing at that point of time. So
do you think that looking back on that feeling 6 months ago would have been, I don't, with the flower part of the dream, I don't have time even for meditation and for working my intuitive work, because I've, you know,
at that point of time, I would have been very I would have been working really long hours.
Mm.
yeah And making very little time for myself.
Thank goodness this is all changing round, and you know, you've got time to bring out the former Olympic swimmer aspect of yourself and be bubbly and friendly and energetic and not drained because you've brought home all the work garbage and everything. And, yeah. And so congratulations on 6 months down the track of having got through all of that and getting everything into balance and perspective. It's like too late to do Dream Alchemy on it, but if you, because you've already addressed everything, but if ever anything like that came up again, or if you had only had the dream in the last week and we were talking about it, I would, there would be so many Dream Alchemy possibilities, but I think the best and the easiest one would be the sense of every time you got into the car, when you left work at the end of the day, to just mentally close your eyes and mentally and emotionally check that you haven't brought the garbage bin in with you, and just sort of get that feeling of, I just will remove the garbage bin out of my car right now and put it there for the garbage collectors to collect. And now I will drive my beautiful empty car and maybe fill it with the purple light or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if ever you change a job again, you feel you're under pressure, maybe that would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, very important. Yeah. Definitely a very important thing to do, yeah.
Have you got any other questions to ask about the dream, Fiona?
No, you've helped enough, I think. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being a wonderful guest on the Dream Show and bringing us a real lovely, challenging mystery puzzle one to kick off the 2019.
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, it will be.
It will be by the time this goes out.
Okay.
Thank you, Fiona.
You're welcome. Bye.
Well, thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. I'm sure you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. And if you'd like to be a guest on The Dream Show, go to my website at janetheresa.com, go to the menu, go to podcasts, and you'll find it in the drop-down box there. And I think it's been such a long recording this time, I should probably just give you an early mark and let you go. So once again, if you want to explore my websites and my services and products and all the free resources as well, just go to janetheresa.com. If you're interested in doing the courses, and it's that time of year, you know, there are quite a few students signing up now because it's that time of year, go to dream-academy-online.com and maybe give yourself what you've been promising yourself for a long time to study with me. And learn how to interpret your own dreams and how to help other people understand theirs. Have a wonderful month. The next episode, episode 213, will be out on the 1st of February 2019, if you're listening to this in real time. Have a wonderful month. I'll speak to you in February. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.